John, you guys can turn this camera down a little bit.
This work? Okay. Okay, Hanan, are we on? What?
Can you hear us?
Now I heard you.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Good. We start?
Could Rabbi turn the camera a little bit long? A little bit
this
more.
This way?
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay. Beseda. Okay. I guess a good morning to the Olam. We're ready for Matbe Chatzos. I want to speak, obviously, to get another insight, I guess, into Rosh Hashanah. We think of Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaDin, which we think of it in ways that are a challenge. It's, a person has to pass a certain hurdle. We think of it all in context of Din and where we stand in it. I want to get another perspective on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says, "Ba'arba prokim oilum nidon bepesach ala tvua atzeres al peiros ilon Rosh Hashanah kol boi oilum oivim lefana kibnei morain ubechag nidon ala mayim." So we have three to four straightforward. It's nidon ala tvua al peiros ilon ala mayim. Rosh Hashanah kol boi oivim lefana is very, very different. It's a different. I mean, yes. It's true, we pass in front of him in order to have din, and the Gemara explains why it is we pass in front of him, but, it should have been straightforward, just the same way. What's the din? What's unique about this over the other three? And it's also hard to understand a little bit. There's not much left. If you're talking about hashpos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give to the world, as opposed to, let's say, refuah, which is taking me bad. So, mayim, peiros ilon, and tevua pretty much cover the shefa. I mean, water is usually the one that's affiliated most with chayim, and that's why it's so much emphasis on mayim. It is not clear what else. The other things like disease, chas v'shalom, war, all of those things are negative things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on as a tzara. The three things that a person is needed on are on hashpos and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to have certain hashpos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep us alive. So you need water and tevua and peiros. But what exactly are we referring to in the Oivim Lefanav Yemar? That's a nekuda I'd like to explore a little bit. So I go back to the Gemara and Daf Ches. The Gemara speaks about there being Abba Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says that Echad Letisha Rosh Hashanah Lishanim. The Gemara asks, what's the Lamai Hilchasa? So one Hilchasa is Shtaris, possibly. Another Hilchasa is Tkufa. And the Gemara says, Reb Nachman Yitzchak Omar Ledin. The nafgemina for it is Ledin, that the Chsiv may reishis Hashana v'rach Hashana may reishis Hashana nidon ma'yeh b'seifa. Mimayib de Tishrei the Chsiv tikkur b'chodesh seifa gazim chageinu. So he says that it's nogea for din. And he brings it from the pasuk that we saw a week and a half ago. Mereisha Hashanah Hashanah, Ein Hashem Mekar Tom, Tomid Mereisha Hashanah Hashanah. That's referring to that. So it is a little bit out of kilt with the other ones, because when Gemara says l'may hilchasa, the nafkemina ledin is a himmeldike cheshbin. You know, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's esek. Yes, there is enough gemina for tshuva, ma'isim tovim possibly, but that's relatively less. The other nafkeminas he gives are halacha nafkeminas. There's a mishnah that says echad tishrei shana l'shanim. Over there we have a nafkemina of real, or all the other rashanas are real nafkeminas. The other two nafkeminas in Rosh Hashanah are v'lmai hilchasa is a clear halacha. Here he says ledin. It's a little bit hard to understand where that comes in as a halacha lemaisa. I would also like to understand it a little bit in the pasuk. So the Gemara is darshing that Reishis Hashanah Hashanah is a hint to the musig of Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't appear in any other place as Rosh Hashanah. As a matter of fact, it's a Yom Truah, and the Rishonim talk about where's Rosh Hashanah Merumas, why is Rosh Hashanah not Merumas. But the pasuk is saying that Reish Hashanah Hashanah Kadosh Baruch Hu has done the world. That Reish Hashanah Kadosh Baruch Hu gives is goyza how much there'll be. So the flow of the pasuk Ein Hashem Akecha Sham Reish Hashanah Ve'Achish Shana. Really, the pasuk is trying to tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Eretz Yisrael more than the other nations. That Mitzrayim, you have to schlep and get everything. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upon you. His eyes is upon you. Reish Hashanah Achri Shana. The meaning of the pasuk is very clearly that it's a hashgacha l'toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very giving, and he's constantly worried about us. And putting in Reishis Hashanah Achris Shana as a Yom Adin seems to be connected to the flow of the pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, as opposed to Mitzrayim, we have to schlep and be matriarch, this and that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all year long waiting to give Klal Yisrael. By saying that there's a Yom HaDin, and that it really what it's, it, the pasuk is saying, you know, Mitzrayim, you have to schlep and bring up water, so on and so forth, and at Yisrael, there's a Yom HaDin or Rosh Hashanah, and if you're Zeicher, you get water automatically all year. That's qualifying that pasuk quite a lot. It's telling me it's not such a given, it's not so simple, it's not so pashut. It's really going against the flow of the pasuk, and I try to understand how they saw it in the pasuk, how they could learn that into the pasuk. So I guess we need to think a little bit about the musig of Shana. I guess let's be misbein in the following. We have a Rosh Hashanah of Nissan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Lechem Chodesh Hashanah. There is a musig of Rosh Hashanah Nissan. Nissan is one of Rosh Hashanahs. And the Jewish calendar is, to a large part, built around Nissan, and Nissan is the Rishon. So, what is Rosh Hashanah different? What, like, why not just leave everything on the Chodesh of Nissan? Where is the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei different than Nissan? That's really a key piece that we're going to need to think through in order to understand the ramifications of what Rosh Hashanah is. So. The calendar, in a certain sense, the celestial bodies govern our life on some deep level of mazalos that we don't have much understanding. That's there is a hashpa, but more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the purpose of the ma'iris are for Mo'adim and Shanim. They govern us in many ways. You may say about Shivim Shana, you have, each Chodesh has a different Inyan, a different Yontiv, a different Sar. The time is a framework in which we are, in which we have some Shaykhis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's differing hashpas. Each day is different. Yom Yabi Yoma, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Rishon he created this, Yom Sheni created that. Time in its big, big scope really divides the world into different hanhagas and so on. Chodoshim are a certain measure of time that have the following quality. They are independent of each other. There is no such thing as a lunar year. A lunar year is a convenience. It's a way to say approximately 12 plus months give you something that's similar to lunar year. There is no shana in chodesh, in chodashim, and each chodesh is a completely new birth, seemingly without any connection to what was there before. Each month rises, reaches a certain peak, declines, dies, and there's a new month born. The month that followed has no hemshich with the month to the month before. This is a hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. And that hanhaga is called hanhaga nisis. It's a nes. It means a nes is not dictated by what was there before, and a nes doesn't last. The Rambam says that nisim that are extraordinary are extraordinary precisely because they don't last. If the yam would have split itself and stayed split forever, that would have been another natural phenomena. The fact that nisim are a blip on the radar screen of time means that they don't belong to the mahalach of teva. They are one-time events. They come and they go. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make many nisim, but each nes is independent of the other and doesn't last, or else by definition almost would become teva. So there's an hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is nisis. It's based on nisim. It's the hanhaga that started out Mitzrayim. It got us out of Mitzrayim because there was halolah davizara. We are really not so roy for geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepped in, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, we'd be meshubet. Well, it's an hanhaga of nes, which means it's not a direct consequence of what happened before. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. The shavuah that he gave to Avos was also all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon, so to speak. And b'meila, it does not last much, and it comes and it goes. So we can benefit from hanhaga nisis, but we don't. It will never become that which will make us into the people that we are. This is hanhaga that's all chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all His doing, and nothing to us. There's the opposite hanhaga, and that's called hanhaga tivis, which is that is marked by continuity. The laws of nature are understood by everybody to always have been there and to continue. Yeah, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them, and we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu someday may stop them. Depending if we hold this, it'll be on Hogan Nis, it's not. But right now, if you ask ourselves what describes nature, the things that are always there. So natural things that belong to our world are there, and they're always there. The sun and its cycle is continuous, and it is, you know, the seasons change gradually, the day comes and goes. All of these are things that are seen as the type of zman that belongs to that. There is no abrupt changes like the Levana, and the seasons sort of flow into each other. That's the normal mahalach of Shemesh. The problem, so we do belong in the world of Teva, and this is the place where we can function, and this is the place where we can be somebody. The problem with the Olam HaTeva is that Dor Horlech, Dor Ba, you know, kolan cholol chayam v'yaman in the mole, mashahoyu mashiyah. It goes on forever, and it really makes no difference in its continuity. There's no tachlis. If I tell every person works well only in a tachlis, if a person is given a great job means the starting pay is good, great chance for advancement, extremely wonderful package when you hit the peak, and a phenomenal retirement. If I tell somebody this is a job with a very, very nice salary, nice conditions, you're here for an eternity, it would be Gehenna. What am I working for? You're working to work so that you continue working and still continue working. That also means that the person can't express himself because there's a certain futility. And this is really the Koheles. When Koheles speaks about the Havli Olam Hazeh, more than not being anything, if you try to put your finger on what exactly is wrong with this world, it's not anything in particular wrong, as much as, and then what? And therefore what? And so what? I had it all, and then what? There is nothing. We are at our best. We are at our happiest when we are striving for a specific tachlis. But when we have it already, the person is most excited when he's headed towards something. When I'm working for that phenomenal trip that I'm going to take, I'm saving up a lot of money for the trip or for the car or for the house, whatever it is. Those are when a person is happiest, when he's gotten it already. So yes, there's an initial rush when you have it, but once you have it already, okay, so I have it. And now what? What's next? For Adam to be able to realize himself, he needs to have tachlis, which defines a rachis and an achris. So if a person does not define a rachis and an achris, there's no tachlis, there's no toelis. I once read, said over many times, I once read many years ago, a science fiction story, which I thought was a phenomenal limud. It was about some point in the future when somebody invented a vaccine or some sort of injection that would make people live forever. And this plot of the story is that there was a cable of politicians, etc., that were trying to keep it just for themselves and only for like the people in the inn and not for the Hamoinam. And there was one person, the Loichem Mulchamis Ha'am, that he wanted it for everybody. So that was a story that I forgot all the, those details didn't leave an impression, were not of particular importance. But he decided on a whim he's going to visit one of the people who got this injection, and he was like a world-renowned composer who got at the age of 80, like 10 years before, and he's going to see what happens. Kids, he visit him. It was 10, 20 years after he got the injection. He was a man 90, 100, and he looked fine and fit and so on. And he asked him, what work have you written since you got that injection? And he said, I'm still on the first note of my magnum opus, because I have all the time in the world, so I'm still working on the first note. Very be'in de kemahala. So so the person realized that it's a klala, not a bracha. That's the story. We don't have the ability to connect and to make use of something that's hemshich, that doesn't have a rachis and an achris. So the metzias of Rosh Hashanah, so the mahalchim of Nissan that have a clear beginning and a clear end, those mahalchim are mahalchim that are not shaykh to us. They can't become our avoda. They can only become, they're only there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, like when you jumpstart a car, and we're makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, we're makir that hour that we have it, but that's not where the world of Avodah lies, per se. The world of Avodah has to lie when in Teva itself we can insert a racious and an achris. This is the starting point, this is the ending point, and where you've gone from here to there, that's what makes a difference. If you think about Yom HaDin, let's look at an analogy. Imagine a person goes to school. Kids go to school, adults go to school, and we're always under pressure from tests. So when you have tests, you know, you have a lot of pressure, especially if it's hard for you, you work very hard, and kula haivulai, and so on. So as a person goes through school, he's under a lot of pressure in terms of testing, and sort of was always expressing, I wish there'd be no tests, I wish it'd be after the test. That's a type of feelings certainly children express, and adults also. And any test in life, anytime we try out for a job, we try out for this, or try out for that, we're always sort of, the test, you know, will it be good, will not be good, is something that it makes us tense and anxious. So imagine a hefech. Imagine you come to school, or, you know, again, even adult, college, whatever it is, and they tell you it's absolutely no test, no mark, no. It makes no difference whether you come or you don't come. You'll get a piece of paper at the end of 4 years, no matter what you do. A person would not have any type of cheshek to go through it. It would be avaras parach. A person, I mean, what am I doing it for? Futility is the worst. Is the thing that takes chiyus out of a person. If you think about it, Rachmana Letzlan, people who take their own lives. So the people who did it out of pressure and difficulties are one subset. By far, the destructive life patterns that lead Chas V'Shalom to early death tends to be from people that have no tachlis. The person feels either he has money and no interests, and he's not particularly good at anything, and he's bored. Bored is the exact description of this type of feeling. Person feels no tachlis, no beginning, no end. It's not going anywhere, it's not coming from anywhere, nothing. Person feels even depression. Person feels, what's the use of it? The words, what's the use of it? What's the point of it? Is misa. That's misa in the bria. And chiyus is the opposite. So midas hadin is what gives us be'etzem chiyus. This is an incredible Gemara. It's halacha. Now it's Gemara, it's halacha. When a person visits a Beis HaKvaris of Jews, he needs to make a bracha explaining, sort of being a shevach, about what's unique about us. And it goes, Asher yotzei eschem b'din, v'heim yetzei eschem b'din, v'osid l'hachis eschem b'din. Not about the Rachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Chasodim. I mean, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chas V'Shalom dying. Where's the Shevach that we died because of Midas Adin? Where's the Shevach? The answer is, it's the most profound bracha possible. We stand by Beis HaKvaris, and we ask, and Kohelos plays with our mind, what's the point? I will amass a fortune, I will work hard, I'll build things, and then I'm sand like everybody else. The person who did nothing is there, like the Eov. And Eov speaks about it being depressed. Eov Sefer is an expression of that. Eov says there's no point of it. He says, I wish I was dead, because the master and the slave, the Roidev and the Nerdev, everybody's the same. So what's the point of it? What I accomplished, the Tzadik and the Rasha, same. The answer is, we say no. Every single step of a person is accountable and it's meaningful. We live because of din, and there's a tkuf of misa because of din, and there's a tkuf of tchilas lo because of din. It's all chesed v'kadosh baruch hu. They live b'chasta, they died for whatever reason, and whatever it is, there's nothing there that in any way living for or meaningful. And so the Yom HaDin is, it's not a mikra that being that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, so the last day of the old year, that's a good time for accounting. It's the same thing. L'may Hilchasa means not so much as what's halach l'maysa. Rosh Hashanah for what? In what way? In other words, it's Rosh Hashanah in what sense? And when he says it's ledin, it means that this is the thing that gives the year a tzur of a year. There's a beginning to a year, and there's an end to a year, and that creates a shana out of the foreverness of the sun cycle. The four prokim that the olam is nidoin. So three of the four, the din is very, very specific. It's for things. It's for you know, water. It's for Paris and so on. This din is a much deeper sense of it. It's even the fun of kibnei mora means a person's standing up and walking and being counted by a Kaddish Baruch Hu is his existence. When a person is, let's take it even psychologically, when a person is in some sort of group and he feels unnoticed, and that's a sense where I don't have any existence. Yeah, I davened there, nobody noticed. I never got an aliyah. They didn't even know I was there. They don't bother to say excuse me. They just sort of walk right by me. That's a sense. So I say I don't have existence. But when you walk single file and you connect for a minute, then even if you're held accountable, not even if you're held accountable, because you're held accountable, that moment defines your existence. It's not a din so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can decide you're worth existing. The din itself defines your metzias. The fact that I walked by and for the second of din, a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, here is what I expect of you, and what did I get? What I expect of you, what I expect of you, what I got is the description of my existence, my potential existence and my real existence. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Vayar Lekim that defines a person's Kiyum. Very famous Ramban, the Ramban in Bereishis says that the Re'i of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kiyum. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote-unquote, takes note of it. And that's why the Hadgasha is Kiblei Moron. We go single file. We're not humanity. We are Reuven and Shimon and Levi and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and in Eretz Yisrael, when he speaks about the difference between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael, it's not that Eretz Yisrael you get a lot more than you got Mitzrayim. It's deeper than that. Mitzrayim, everything is levragachot tavimayim. Everything, it works through routine and habit. The word regal is like from word hergel. It's that's the normal. You bring the water. You irrigate. You harvest the crop. There is no end or beginning to that existence. In a certain sense, that existence is somewhat meaningless compared to a Yid's existence. When a person in Eretz Yisrael is a land where Midas Adin is very sharp. In other words, in other countries we can do a lot more various and nobody seems to care. And a lot more mitzvahs, nobody seems to care. And Eretz Yisrael, so it's very, very sensitive, and you get a reaction very, very quickly. That means that in Eretz Yisrael we exist. In Eretz Yisrael, everything I do makes that difference. So Ein Hashem Elokecha Hashem Mireishis Hashana Ad Achris Shana means it takes on a tzur of a shana. It's not endless. There's a beginning, there's an accounting, and there's a tachlis for what you're doing. So when we take a step back and we think about when we're explaining about Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaDin, so there's obviously the practical things. A person needs to be in awe of Yom HaDin and make the tikkunim that he needs to make, and he needs to be fix what he needs to fix, and that's obvious. But there's the element of Simcha in the Yom HaDin. There's the element of the fact that if there's a Yom HaDin, it means that my life has meaning. I exist. HaKadosh, of all the billions of people in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking me by the scruff of my neck and saying, I've been waiting a year for you to accomplish something. What have you accomplished? I mean, the fact that he's waiting for me a year is a statement of life, of existence. That is the etzem mitzvahs of people. Understanding that it's that sort of conundrum of Rosh Hashanah being both a yom of simcha and a yom of yira. The yira, it's just like if a person is given a tryout for a very, very important job, for like a very chashuv job. His heart's beating and he's very nervous, but he's thrilled. It's they're both the expression of the same thing. Yom adin, the oivel lefanav kivnei moron, means that every single one of us draws existence and meaning to his life from the moment of Yom Adin or Rosh Hashanah. It is a moment where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being done the world as a mob or as a group. He's being done me. And that minute of Yom Adin is a Rosh Hashanah. It gives my life meaning in terms of cycles of years. It's Meresh Hashanah Achre Hashanah. It, instead of my life being just an endless, you know, I happen to be born in this year and I happen to pass away in this year, and it makes no difference. It does. It's the other way around. There's a Reishis and there's an Achris. And giving us a Reishis and an Achris changes our lives as being extraordinarily meaningful. So we should be zeichah to do what we need to do on Yimei Adin in terms of proving ourselves and dealing with what we need to deal. But we should also be able to take away from it a tremendous simcha, that the fact that Klal Yisrael is being put on the spot by Kadosh Baruch Hu passing us through, and it says Betzim Kol Bo Yoylam, but we have the sensitivity and awareness of it, means that our lives are not just coincidences in a big sea of humanity or in a sort of a flow of centuries. Every person has a rachis. Every person has a specific point that he was inserted in this world with a specific mission. Every person has an achris, where accomplishment and what we'll accomplish will be us. Our life, we'll understand the meaning and the purpose our lives had. And we'll be mekayim the gilu bir'ada, exactly, the bir'ada of whether or not we've accomplished what we've set to accomplish, will be our gila of being a meaningful element of that world. And we should be zeicha to all good in Yom Adin, Bez Hashem, and we should be zeicha to get another hakara of how meaningful our lives are and how much purpose there is, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mechayos with din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life through din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes life to us through din, and we will live in eternity because of this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good kibbutz shiur and a sivach simchat Torah. All the best.